And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us approach with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who has promised is faithful. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. We have spent the month of October focusing our collective attention on the theme of covenant. We've noticed how all of the action belongs to God in the covenantal relationship that God has made with us and continues with us. We explored the original covenant hung as a bow in the sky after the flood, as written in the book of Genesis. And then we looked at the renewed covenant written on two stone tablets given to Moses, as recorded in the book of Exodus. Last week, we looked at the new covenant prophesied through Isaiah in the book of Isaiah, one of a promised Messiah. And now today, we turn nearly to the very end of the Bible, almost to the end, to the book of Hebrews, which is steeped in covenantal language that we just heard. An entire month of Sundays really could be preached from this book alone as it relates to God's promised and ongoing relationship with God's people. The book of Hebrews finds an early Christian community living into the fullness of what it means for Jesus to be the new covenant. At this point, right, Jesus has lived and died and rose again and ascended, and the early Christians were left to figure out what it means to live in that new covenant. And so if I were reading right now directly from the Bible, I would sort of place a hand, my finger in Hebrews, and I'd flip back to the Gospel of Luke to help connect the dots a little bit among what Isaiah said, what Jesus repeated, and then what the Hebrews began to unpack in their faith life together. If you were in worship last Sunday, you might recall the words from Scripture that were spoken by the prophet Isaiah, saying that he'd been anointed by God to bring good news to the poor, release to the captives, and so on. But what we find in the Gospel of Luke is this account of Jesus. It says this: when Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. And he stood up to read, and he took the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And then Jesus rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And then he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." So he echoed the words of Isaiah while he was in the temple. This is a moment in scripture where we find Jesus describing to the people gathered how it is that he is the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophetic words, how Jesus himself would become the new covenant. "Today, the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing," Jesus says. And then Jesus would go on to demonstrate what that meant, his purpose for his life, death, resurrection, ascension, and his promised second coming. So then, now as we turn back to the book of Hebrews, we can better understand why its author would spend a considerable amount of time in chapters and verses describing how the new covenant, how Jesus causes sin to lose its power and restores our relationship to God. In Hebrews, we read this, right? "When Christ came into the world, he said, 'Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me, and burnt offerings and sin offerings you take no pleasure.'" We know that the Hebrew scriptures, the Old Testament, is steeped in stories of people sacrificing things, right? Mostly animals at the altar of God. But in Hebrews, Jesus says what he said about these sacrifices and offerings, that they were made according to the law. And then he added, "See, I have come to do your will." Jesus abolishes the first in order to establish the second. The old covenant becomes the new covenant. And it is by God's will that we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. And so these words of promise and words of hope are right on cue for Reformation Sunday. Remember that the Reformation was born out of Martin Luther's desire that all the action that God had taken to live in covenant with us might be realized through the ways in which Christians lived in relationship to one another, their neighbors, the larger church. Luther knew that the powerful, freeing words of Scripture were important, and he wanted others to be able to read and interpret those words for themselves. And Luther saw the ways in which the religious leaders of the day were abusing their power, trying to effectively put a price tag on God's grace, right? They were literally selling indulgences, pieces of paper, claiming that they were necessary for the remissions of sin. That if a person could buy enough of these indulgences, they could basically guarantee their spot in heaven. And so this practice, or maybe more appropriately a male practice, negated the promises of the God that we read about in the book of Hebrews, which again says, for by a single offering, namely Jesus, God has perfected for all time those who are sanctified. Sanctified meaning people who are declared holy by God. And the Holy Spirit testifies to us, this is the covenant that I will make with them. I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more. Period. Full stop. So even though God, through Jesus Christ, separated God's people from the power of sin, still the church in Martin Luther's time was claiming that Jesus' sacrifice was not sufficient. They weren't saying that, but their actions were saying it, right? In trying to convince people that they needed to purchase these indulgences. And so the error in this teaching was theological, but it also was discriminatory to the poor. It was only the richest people who had the money to purchase indulgences because they'd been convinced that it would give them forgiveness. And so thankfully, Luther had the wisdom and the courage to call for reform, to encourage the church to cling to the hope and the truth of the new covenant. The church leaders of the time were not interested in emptying their coffers and relinquishing their power. So Luther found himself excommunicated from the church that he had hoped to change from the inside out. And so he was effectively forced to begin a different denomination, which is where Lutheranism was born. And the Reformation is something that we commemorate. We don't celebrate it because it didn't happen without leaving a lot of brokenness and violence and harm in its wake. Luther's desire, though it was to reform from within the existing church, didn't happen. And so instead, a significant fracture happened that even now, over 500 years later, still has effect on our ecumenical relationships, which have required a lot of reconciliation and care to repair. So we circle back to the words at the end of our reading today from the book of Hebrews. Let us hold fast to the confession of hope without wavering, for God who has promised is faithful. And so what is this confession of our hope? It's fixing our eyes on Jesus as God's new covenant with us. It's being able to believe that there is no earthly sacrifice necessary or even adequate for us to make our relationship to God right, because that was done in how Jesus lived and died and rose again. The confession of our hope is believing that we are among those that are sanctified, declared holy by the God who created us. It's understanding sanctification as a setting apart, not separating people one from another as if some are worthy and some are not, but rather sanctifying sets us apart from our sins so that no brokenness can interfere with God's love for us. Martin Luther, and consequently Lutheran theology, understands God's covenantal love as we read it in Ephesians chapter 2, which is the verse that the Sunday school kids are looking at today. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is a gift of God. God's grace is pure gift. It cannot be purchased, but rather it's poured out on us in the baptismal waters. So remember the covenant that God made with God's people. Remember that all the action is taken by God so that we might live in relationship with God for all time. We say thanks be to God who has established a steadfast and everlasting love that sanctifies us forever and ever and ever. Amen. We'll sing together our hymn of the day, Rise, Shine, You People. Rise, shine, you people, Christ the Lord has entered. Our human story, God in him is centered. He comes to us by death and sin surrounded, with grace unbounded. Come celebrate your banners high unfurling, your songs and prayer against the darkness hurling. To all the world go out and tell the story of Jesus' glory. This time I'm going to invite you to stand and move about the sanctuary so that we can place a hand on every quilt that's here, okay? So make sure there's a hand on all the quilts as we go to bless these and the people that will receive them. So I could use one extra hand up here by the altar. We've got a couple. Right. We are so grateful for the ministry that our quilters do so faithfully every Thursday and the ways in which it becomes these beautiful pieces of God's love that can be wrapped around the people that receive them. So let us bless these quilts. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Mothering God, for the work of your people who have made these quilts. May these quilts be a tangible sign of your compassion and mercy for all who receive and delight in them. In Jesus' name, whose love blankets the whole world, we pray. Amen. All right, we'll continue with our prayers of intercession. Held in God's covenantal love, let us pray for the church, the world, and the whole creation. Eternal Counselor, guide the church along your paths of mercy. Direct it to be a refuge where all are genuinely welcomed and their gifts are celebrated. God of grace. Eternal Wisdom, strengthen the voices of those who cry out for change to unjust systems. Give lawmakers, judges, and all those who occupy seats of power, listening and compassionate hearts. And let peace prevail as our country's election draws near. God of grace. Eternal Compassion, train us to respond to the cries of those in any kind of need. Give encouragement and comfort to those who call out for relief from pain, grief, and oppression. And bring healing to those that we pray for now by name. God of grace. Eternal hope, may the legacy of the saints inspire us every day. We remember before you today Martin Luther and all those who have worked to reform the church, that it might bend toward grace and justice. God of grace. Into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in the saving grace you freely give, both now and forever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. I invite you to share the peace with those around you. We'll continue with our offering out of the abundance that God has entrusted to our care. Thank you. Want to help out? There you go. Mm-hmm. Please stand as you're able for our offertory response. You satisfy the hungry heart with gifts of finest wheat. Come, give to us, O saving. Count us worthy. Let us pray. God of all graces, we return with gratitude what you have first given to us. Receive these offerings and do with them what you will for the sake of the world. Ready us to receive mercy once again as we gather at your table in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. You, God, are our covenant maker and promise keeper. Your deep love for all humanity made covenantal promises in the shape of rainbows and stone tablets, in parted waters and shepherd's staffs, in a manger on a cross, in bread and wine. And from an empty tomb, your covenant with humanity endured. Jesus, the fulfillment of your sacred covenant, echoed this promise when he took bread, broke it, gave thanks, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And again, after supper, Jesus took the cup and gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Remembering this new covenant made at a table and now set before us once again, we ask your blessing on this bread and wine, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who through the power of the Holy Spirit invites us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated as you prepare to commune. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. All are welcome. Sure, these are okay. Yeah, we're gonna be close today. Yeah, we'll take that one over here, just so we don't confuse people. This is the body of Christ given for you. Remember how much Jesus loves you. Remember how much Jesus loves you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you.
Blood Christ shed for you.
Body of Christ given for you.
Blood Christ shed for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
Blood Christ shed for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
Blood Christ shed for you.
Remember how much Jesus loves you. The body of Christ given for you.
Blood Christ shed for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
Blood Christ shed for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
Blood Christ shed for you.
Body of Christ given for you.
Blood Christ shed for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
Blood Christ shed for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
Blood Christ shed for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
Blood Christ shed for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
Blood Christ shed for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
Blood Christ shed for you.
Body of Christ given for you.
Blood Christ shed for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
Blood Christ shed for you.
Body of Christ given for you.
Blood Christ shed for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
Blood Christ shed for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
Blood Christ shed for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
Blood Christ shed for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
Blood Christ shed for you.
The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you.
Blood Christ shed for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
Blood Christ shed for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
Blood Christ shed for you.
body of Christ given for you.
Love Christ, shed for
you. May the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Let us pray. God, the giver of all good things, in this sacred meal we have tasted your promises, and now may we have strengthened to live as your faithful people until we finally meet you face to face. In the name of Jesus, the everlasting covenant, we pray. Amen. And I'll receive this blessing from the book of Hebrews. Now may the God of peace, who brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, make you complete in everything good, so that you may do his will as he works among us that which is pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. We'll sing together our sending hymn, Canticle of the Turning. My soul cries out with a joyful shout that the God of my heart is great, and my spirit sings. Can you put that down at all? So from east to west shall my name be blessed, could the world be about to turn. My heart shall sing of the day you bring, let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near, and the world is about to Though I am small, my God, my all, you work great things in me, and your mercy will last from the depths of the past to the end of the age to be. Your very name puts the proud to shame, and to those who would for you yearn, you will show your might, put the strong to flight, could the world be about to turn. My heart shall sing of the day you bring, let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near, and the world is about to From the halls of power to the fortress tower, not a stone will be left on stone. Let the king beware, for your justice tears every tyrant from his throne. The hungry poor shall weep no more for the food they can never earn. There are tables spread, every mouth be fed, for the world is about to turn. My heart shall sing of the day you bring, let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near, and the world is about to turn. Though the nations rage from age to age, we remember who holds us fast. God's mercy must deliver us from the conqueror's crushing grasp. This saving word that our forebears heard is the promise which holds us bound. Till the spear and rod can be crushed by God, who is turning the world around. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near, and the world is about to turn. Go in peace, trusting in our promise-keeping God. Thanks be to God.
You've been listening to the Faith Lutheran Church services on Real Country 1430. If you would like to support Faith's radio ministry with WRDN, send checks to Faith Lutheran Church at 1032 Prizel Street, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. For more information, you can call Faith at 715-672-8107 or read about them on realcountry1430.com. This is Sunday morning on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before October 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is October 30th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE. 866-89-BIBLE. So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before October 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is October 30th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Jeans just right. I know you didn't buy them like that, so baby, don't even try that. You dance, oh, you move, yeah, like there ain't nobody watching. But girl, you know I'm watching. Don't lie, you got it all figured out. But that smile. Closer, closer, girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you, you've been looking over here all night, and when I look, you look away, oh, I love the little games you play, I bet you didn't mean to brush my hand when you walk by me, like you didn't mean to drive me crazy. Don't lie, you got it all figured out. That smile has got me spinning around. Don't even try acting like it ain't no thing, 'cause I can see you move a little closer.
closer, closer. Girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, want you. Know what you're doing, baby, don't you, don't you? I wanna get out of here and let me show you how good it would feel to hold you. Put your pretty little head on my shoulder, oh yeah. Don't lie, you got it all figured out. That smile got me spinning around. Don't even try acting like it ain't no thing. No, don't lie, you got it all figured out. Girl, that smile has got me spinning around. Don't even try acting like it ain't. Closer, closer. Girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, want you. Know what you're doing, baby, don't you, don't you?
Shop locally, listen locally. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Coffee with the first sunlight at a last chance Texaco. I'm thumbing through a worn out road now, trying to decide which way to go. These empty miles and her memory, they just seem to linger on. Left me on this lost highway, wondering why and where she's gone. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how my whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there, didn't even stop to cry. That's how a cowgirl says goodbye. Found up her mama down in Abilene, just to find out how she'd been. She said she'd stopped a while in San Antonio, spend some time with an old friend. With all this distance in between us, I'm sure I never crossed her mind. And it may take all these roads ahead just to leave it all behind. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there, she didn't even stop to cry. That's how a cowgirl says goodbye. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how the whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there, didn't even stop to cry. I guess that's how a cowgirl says goodbye.
Ryan Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Nostalgic sounds like the radio. Back in 94, you know, hook the speaker up to my soul. It sounds like the radio. Sounds like a damn good time. Soaking up some neon light. Well, it's a little bit of fiddle and a whole lot of country gold. Sounds like the radio. All people call me a walking, talking jukebox. I keep the hits spinning nonstop. Something about a steel guitar, moaning the blues, makes me want to throw back a case or two. They say honky tonk heroes go to heaven, you know. Maybe that's why everybody wants to go. Cause it sounds like the radio. Back in 94, you know, hook the speaker up to my soul. It sounds like the radio. Sounds like a damn good time. Soaking up some neon light. Well, it's a little bit of fiddle and a whole.
Radio. That's Zach Top. Hey, we got more music on the way from Carrie Underwood, Wade Hayes, and Nate Smith. It's all here on the JD Show.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of sunshine for your Sunday. South winds up to 5 to 15 miles per hour. Highs of the lower 60s. Tonight, clouds will increase from the west. Lows in the mid 40s. On Monday, partly sunny and breezy. Highs near 70. Alexandria, Minnesota, great for winter getaways and holiday fun. ExploreAlex.com.
Right now, it's 51.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Sing along. You know the words. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Neon lights draw me like a moth to a flame. Mama raised me right. That just leaves me to blame. When I get a little sideways on honky-tonk tear, I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young to care. Cowgirls with an attitude, boots and tight blue jeans, take my mind off doing right, and
still too young to care. Monday morning I wake up with a hammer in my hand. The boss man yelling something at me that I don't understand. I don't know how I got to work, but I sure know I'm there. I'm old enough to know better, but I'm still too young to care.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
I pray to good for bad goodbyes. I got some girls off of my mind, but baby, not tonight. Cause I've been putting in overtime, trying to get over your leaving. You're still right here on my mind. It's your DD number on me.
Still hearing you ain't gone.
starting to believe that people are just luckier than me. A Michigan man scored his second lottery prize in 9 years, winning $148,000. His previous winnings was $29,000 back in 2015. His name is Mark Finkenbinder. He's 66, and the Michigan Lottery says he matched 20 numbers in the drawing to earn $148,000. I think that's pretty impressive, especially when it was only a $3 ticket. Great investment, my friend. Great investment.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
I'm Terry Schoonover, candidate for Assembly in District 29, which runs along the Mississippi River from Trempealeau in the south to Prescott in the north and over to Blair in the east. For 20 years, I worked in emergency management. I learned you can't do it by yourself. You have to listen. You have to work with all the agencies that have a piece of the action. You have to respect each other. I want to take that experience to Madison, help break the gridlock, get people working together, get stuff done. I'd appreciate your vote for Assembly on November 5th, paid for by Schoonover for 8029, Bill Brueger, Treasurer.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I took 2 weeks vacation for the honeymoon. A couple tickets all inclusive down in Cancun. I couldn't get my money back, so I'm in seat 7A. I'm getting drunk on a plane. I bet the fella on the aisle thought I was crazy, 'cause I taped your picture to the seat back right beside me. Now I've got empty mini bottles filling both our trays. I'm getting drunk on a plane.
Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a Jesus. This is some sexy leading, pouring coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition, got a little mile high flight attention. It's Mardi Gras up in the clouds. I'm up so high, they never come down. I'll try anything to drown out the pain. They all know why I'm getting drunk on a plane. This date marked on the calendar forever. We take that new wed limo airport ride together. I feel like a plastic groom alone there at the top of the cake. So hey, I'm getting drunk on a plane. Buying drinks for everybody.